All right, well, Slava Isus Christu. Glory be to Jesus Christ and glory be to our Creator. I call this meeting to order, and we will begin by acknowledging that we are on Treaty 6 territory, the traditional territories of First Nations, including Cree, Dene, Nakota, Dakota, Dakota, and Soto, and homeland of Métis Nation. We pay our respect to the First Nation and Métis ancestors of this place, and we reaffirm our relationship with one another in the spirit of reconciliation. Trustee Hudson will lead us in our opening prayer.
We begin by the sign of our faith, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. In this year, St. Joseph, we ask for the intercession of St. Joseph to help us, to help guide us to act in ways that are in the best interest of our faith and for the service of all humankind, ultimately. And so we pray, O St. Joseph, whose protection is so great, so strong, so proper before the throne of God, I place in you all my interests and desires. O St. Joseph, do assist me by your powerful intercession and obtain for me from your divine Son all spiritual blessings through Jesus Christ our Lord, so that having engaged here below your heavenly power, I may offer my thanksgiving and homage to the most loving of fathers. O St. Joseph, I never weary contemplating you and Jesus asleep in your arms. I dare not approach while he reposes near your heart. Press him in my name and kiss his fine head for me, and ask him to return the kiss when I draw my dying breath. St. Joseph, patron of departing souls, pray for me, pray for all of us at the GFCS. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Trustee. Now, Trustees, you had the opportunity to peruse your board package. You see the agenda is before you. I'll require someone to move that agenda. Thank you, Trustee Stu. So I'll need someone to second that motion. Thank you, Trustee Goodloe. All those to the negative, that motion is carried. You also had the opportunity to take a look at the board package, and now we'll ask for a declaration of any conflict of interest. Hearing none, thank you. The approval of the minutes. The minutes of the May 17th, 2021 regular meeting of the board were presented for you. If there are no errors or omissions, I'll require someone to move that. Thank you, Trustee Elliott. Trustee Beckler is seconding that motion. I'll ask for the negative vote. That motion is carried. We have no delegations or special presentations or post-meeting assignments, nor consent items. We'll proceed right to the discussion, which is 6.1, the pandemic response update. And we'll ask Director Shatner and the Exec Council to lead us in this conversation.
Great, thank you very much. A few items to report on today as we near the end of this academic year. We think back to late August and early September when we were developing the how many page plan. I think it was about 29 pages or roughly of operational parameters that we needed to implement at the beginning of the year in order to be in a position to operate for this year. Think back to that time, 14 months ago, I wondered if June would ever get here, what state we would be in when we got to this point. But thanks to the significant efforts of every category of employee that we have working in Greater Saskatoon with Catholic schools and serving in so many different ways, we've managed to make it to this stage. And just a huge thank you to each and every one of them for their many contributions to our operations over the course of this past 14 months. We still have a couple of weeks left in this year and wanting to do that in as safely a manner as we can. I think it's important to note that overall in our region and in Saskatoon area, case numbers are down relative to where they were not very many weeks ago. You recall that May was our second busiest month with the number of cases in our schools. November was the peak in the year. But what we've seen happen is as case numbers come down, we haven't seen a corresponding decline in the number of cases in our schools, which I think stands to reason as, you know, the majority of the non-vaccinated population now is in our, you know, young children and youth. So despite, 10 to 20 cases per day in our region, we're still getting 1 to 2 cases per day in our schools. And that's a much higher proportion of the daily case rate than we were getting back in, you know, the November, December timeframe. So the protocols and the expectations for that work in our schools has not diminished by any stretch of the imagination. In fact, it's needing to be stronger than ever. It's good that we're able to get outside, though, and spend more time in the fresh air. But with the arrival of the variants, it's very clear that that is more transmissible and easily transmissible. And so, again, the importance of our protocols has not lessened. So just a quick report on online school opportunities. We know that many families are returning to face-to-face classes, and that has been a steady progression since probably January. And that continues. We've been surveying families, and we'll survey them again in August. We just completed a survey recently, and have a bit better sense. Still, many families, though, many families indicating they're returning to face-to-face for the fall. So that's good to know at this stage. This is still a sizable number that are undecided at this point, and when we get back to them in August, they'll need to make some determinations at that point. As at this stage, it just felt it's a little early to make that decision. So we are prepared for some degree of online learning support for the fall, both in the elementary range and, for sure, of course, as normal in the high school range. And we'll be ready to pivot and adjust our staffing levels based on what families are determining in the fall. Rapid testing. So this long journey seems to be settling down here now, and we have two opportunities mainly. So for if there was a need for community level testing at a school, SHA would be perhaps involved in that, but it certainly would be a decision between the MHO and our school board, and then there would be a third party that would be engaged to provide that opportunity. But the main change lately has been the regulations changing regarding the use of rapid testings and the subsequent reporting demands. So that has very much changed now. So staff are able to just use the kits that are available and to use them when they feel they need to, particularly in a school where there has been an identified case. Staff are able to use those kits to monitor themselves for the next period of time after that case was there. So lots of good feedback from staff about having that opportunity, and so it's good that those are available. We'll see how our supply is doing. Again, if you recall, we had about 10,000 kits delivered. They're in boxes of 25, though, and they have to stay together. Have to monitor that, whether we need to order more. In dialogue with our MHO, there probably is some role for rapid testing in the fall, whether that be for students or for staff, so it'll be important to maintain some capacity into the fall for that. Vaccinations for youth age 12 plus, again, as you are well aware through media, that has been underway now for a few weeks. And our role within that is very, very limited. This is an SHA and government initiative, not a school initiative. We have been trying to provide feedback to the SHA so that they are hearing the messaging from our communities about that. So trying to do our best to make sure parents are well informed and that they are in the position to be making those decisions, ensuring our staff are really not involved in that process in any way that compromises confidentiality or freedom or their role, and making sure that families know about the opportunities that should they so choose. So that's been an interesting period of time for sure. I think the mature minor process has been in place in our province for some time, but I don't know that it's been well understood. And I think this has brought that to light in a different way. And so I assume there will be some public discourse and debate about that process moving forward. And so we hope that our communities are engaging in that dialogue with their elected representation within government with respect to that, as it's an important topic and one that I think bears some dialogue. So anyways, the process is moving forward. We are seeing the vaccination rates. You're able to monitor those in the daily updates in the province. And they're moving forward with that, those clinics available to communities here for the next few weeks until the end of the year. We're not sure what the status of any further vaccinations will be for students, children below age 12. What we're hearing is that sometime over the summers, one or two of the current vaccines may be made available or approved for use below 12, but that remains to be seen. So from a practical standpoint, an operational standpoint for our division, if we think about the fall, the way things are currently right now, our elementary schools would be the ones that are working with the only sector of the population who wouldn't have had access to vaccines. The number of variants that are around and you know what that will look like 2 months from now, you know, what new variants will have emerged by then, what kind of you know, intensity those variants will bring as far as symptoms are concerned or that kind of thing is a big question mark. We know, you know, a sizable proportion of the population, you know, does not have access to vaccines, in which case that does provide for new variants to continue to develop. And so, you know, there's still lots of big question marks about the fall for us and how restrictions should look, particularly in an elementary school. And so we're anxiously awaiting some provincial direction on that, but we, in the meantime, are preparing our materials accordingly. The playbook, so to speak, won't have to be rewritten to the same degree as we did this year, as we are creating that from nothing. We anticipate that, you know, whatever restrictions should be there in the fall will bear some resemblance to what we've currently been operating with, but I assume there will, of course, be some adjustments made to that. So lots of questions remain about the fall and what that looks like in an elementary school setting versus a high school setting, you know, preparations for that. So anyways, we're prepared for that, and we'll continue that journey as time moves forward. The reopening roadmap, as you're well aware, we're in stage one. It began on the 30th of May, and stage two is set to begin on the 20th of June. So the big main change in stage two for us is the opportunity to have public indoor gatherings to a maximum of 150. But again, there's so few days left in the school year at that point that it's difficult to do a lot of planning. And at that date, you know, it's still a bit of a target date. If things change significantly in our region, that's something that they may adjust still. But anyhow, it is a target. So with that, there has been a little bit of a rethink around some opportunities for graduation, which we'll deal with in a separate item in the board package coming up shortly. So I guess just to kind of wrap up this last little bit, you know, our MHOs and the boards around this area are still very much mired down in this pandemic. And despite things opening up in this, you know, sports for kids and evening activities and things being lessened, we're not seeing any less of a activity happening within our schools, and so we're still very busy on that front and working really hard. We will continue to do so until the end of the year, and then we will reset things for the fall to see where we're at that stage. So with that, those would be the comments I would make on the updates for now. We'll deal with the other discussion or comments.
Thank you, Director Shatner and trustees. Any comments or questions that you have of Greg and Exec Council? Yeah, not seeing any hands going up, but we know that the reporting, Greg, that you and your team have done on a consistent basis has been very much appreciated by the board, but also I believe by the community at large, because they have the opportunity to read any of this on our website, so they understand what the division is doing at any given time, and we know that the incredible work that's been done to date has been very much appreciated by all of us and our families and our staffs, and we get lots of good accolades for that, that's for sure. Two more weeks.
Yeah, two more weeks. Yeah. No, and I know we've was a letter circulated today to trustees and received some other communications around the challenge, particularly around the parental consent and accessing vaccines and making sure that parents are as informed as possible about the choices. And we'll continue to advocate for that and make sure that SHA is made aware of the voices from our community. But again, encourage folks to discuss the questions or challenges they have with their local government representations or health representations.
Okay, thank you. All right, trustees, the recommendation that the Board of Education receive the information as presented in the pandemic response update. I'll require someone to move that. Thank you, Trustee Burscheid. Trustee Zakreski-Wilbecki is seconding that motion. I'll call for the negative vote. Seeing and hearing none, that motion is passed. And 6.11 is a very good news story, the donation by NLT Aikens from Saskatoon. And so I'll ask Director Shetland to lead us in that conversation.
Sure. You bet. Actually, I think CFO Lloyd has been the point person on this one. So I'm sure, Joel, do you want to lead this one off?
Sure. Thanks, Director Shetland. We were quite pleased that NLT reached out to us and was graciously offering to buy Chromebooks for students that are learning from home. So they have heard stories just about families having difficulty accessing computers, and our schools have done a great job providing what they can to school to our families. But there's always can be more support. So they were able to get enough donations from the partners of the office, the local office, to purchase 131 computers for our students. So it's kind of like perfect timing because our one of our vendors actually had a shipment coming in, and usually in the past 6 months, it would take us about 4 or 5 months to get a shipment of Chromebooks in, and we were able to get these within 2 weeks. So when they did provide the check to the school division, at the same time, we were able to show them the computers that they purchased, and they're already out there, and IT has them in inventory ready to be deployed. So a huge thank you to them for the donation, and I'm sure our families will put them to good use.
Great. That's terrific, Joel. And for them to reach out to us, obviously they recognize who our school division is and the need that's there, and that's wonderful. And how grateful we are, too, that with Greater Saskatoon Catholic Schools Foundation to be able to filter the dollars, that donation, those donation dollars, and then pay the bill for 131 Chromebooks is just excellent relationship that's been built. So thank you for all of that. Trustees, any comments or questions? Trustees of Chris Rebecca?
Joel, is there some sort of advertisement for them on these Chromebooks? Or there's no sticky that says this is provided by, something like that?
Not on the actual Chromebooks, no. We did have a number of conversations with representatives from their office about what kind of recognition that they were hoping to have. And quite honestly, they weren't expecting a lot. They wanted just to make a difference. But we did offer that we did a story for them. They did their own publication. We did it through social media means. That we're also going to reference it through the board meeting. And as well, we're going to work through the foundation and the next newsletter. This will also be recognized as part of their newsletter, so our families will be aware of who was able to donate dollars for it.
Yeah, and I would think that we'll send a letter of thanks from the board as well for their donation, too. I think that would probably be appropriate, too.
Sure. Yeah, we can do that.
Okay. Well, excellent. Good job, everybody. And how great for those 131 students. That's the best part of all of this. All right, trustees, the recommendation that the Board of Education receive the information as presented in the donation from MLT Aikens Saskatoon reports. I'll need someone to move that. Thank you, Trustee Elliott. Trustee Hudson is seconding that motion. I'll ask for the negative vote. That motion is carried. Thank you again. All right, let's proceed now to 6.2 and the new website implementation. Communications consultant Coons and Director Shatlin. This is an exciting time for the division.
Yes, indeed it is. And also a little bit of always a Let's hope it goes okay, because you do lots of planning and preparation, and when you flick the switch, it's always a moment of concern. But Derek and company have done yeoman service over the past number of months in preparation for this, and so maybe I'll turn it over to Derek just to share with the board where we're at with the process.
Yes, thank you, Director Chatwin. Not really much to share that's not in the report already. So we do have a launch date of this Friday. So our IT team will be working with the school bundle team to transfer all that technical stuff that I don't understand, which is why we have an IT team. So that'll be going. It could take as little as, they say, a few minutes. I'm not sure what that means in IT language, or it could take up to 4 hours, given their experience, depending what sort of bugs and troubleshooting they have to do. We've been training our office coordinators, so we had a training session with our elementary school office coordinators last week, and that went well. And we have our high school office coordinators tomorrow. Of course, they were busy with their virtual graduations, so they couldn't join when we had the elementary for there. Lots of questions coming in for that, which is good. It means they're looking at the site and updating it, which is very good. So lots going on with it. We're excited, and as Director Shatlin said, a little nervous at the same time. And just we're trying to instill that culture of it's an evolution and it's constantly being updated and it's constantly having fresh content, not a publish it and leave it kind of mentality on that. Looking forward to it. Any questions from trustees?
Thank you, Derek. I have one question. I guess our job as trustees was to send in some bios. I know you had sent out a second notice about trustees' bios, and I was just wondering if we did all of our homework or do we have still some outstanding?
There are some outstanding ones. I won't name names, but yes, and that's something we still can do. It's just appropriate to have either all of them or none of them, not to have gaps in that. So when we do have all of them, we'll definitely add it.
Okay, that sounds awesome.
So in terms of functionality, you know, it being if you've ever had the fun of trying to watch, go to our website on your phone, it's not the most useful for that, or you know, various platforms. So it will. Be much more responsive to the variety of platforms that are out there, scaling, and that will be much better. The integration with some of our other software systems will be much better. The content management system in behind it, so how our office coordinators and such and principals have put information in, I think it's much more intuitive and user-friendly than what we've been using in the past. So we hope that it will become much more of the platform that schools use to communicate out, you know, so as Derek mentioned, it's not just a publish it and forget it, that's kind of where we go to put the information, and that's where families go to get it, rather than it's coming from here and here and here in six different places. So, you know, something like the weekly newsletter that, you know, in my day would have been in the backpack in the hard copy, you know, that, you know, transition to the weekly email that you get at home. Well, actually now that's going to be on the website, and then, you know, the link and the push out will come from there. You know, the school calendar, you know, we always get the calendar published on September 1st or whatever the beginning of the month was. And then, of course, by the second week of September, it's not accurate anymore because something was wrong in there or something changed, right? So, you know, the ability to keep that calendar updated will be there for them. Again, hopefully with using the content management system that's much more user-friendly and simple, that will become our platform for communication much more than kind of the disparate things that we have going on now. But do keep in mind, we're making the transition to MySchoolSask and Edsby, the kind of that student information system and parent portal interface for lots of other information. So these two pieces will be kind of the main drivers behind our future for communication with families. So I don't know, Derek, if you wanted to speak to that connection at all.
Yeah, to be honest, I don't know much about the Edsby world other than, you know, I'm aware of it. And the office coordinators do have questions about, okay, which one goes where. So we'll have some of that sorting out to do. Just piggybacking on Director Chatwin's point about calendars, I think is the one of the things I'm most excited about. No longer that PDF, as he mentioned. You can subscribe to the calendar now. If you like your printout, you can print off the monthly calendar. I know my wife is an old school printout, put it on the wall kind of person. So it has that flexibility. And as you said, the freshness of content, We will be working through the summer to get the mobile app up and going. So again, information will be front and center for parents to have. So, you know, a news item gets posted. You get information on that immediately. You don't have to wait for 2 weeks or a month or whatever the cycle of the newsletter is. That also gets rid of the artificial deadlines that they have for newsletters. When you have a news item, you post it. If you're still waiting for something, doesn't matter. Post what you have, and you can post that other one when it comes. So I think it'll have a lot of advantages. Some getting used to. Change is change. But I think it's the user interface and the user experience, especially on the parent side, will be much better.
Trustee
Zakreski,
would Ricky?
Derek, is the foundation utilizing the same school bundles as well, or are they on another one?
No, they are on their current existing thing. I don't know much about who runs that anymore, or what who hosts it, that sort of stuff. But we still do have the link. They're not within the school bundle infrastructure, but we do link directly to their website, and that's very important that there's that seamless integration there.
Thank you,
Derek. This is like birthing a new baby. All right, trustees, the recommendation that the Board of Education receive the information as presented in the new website implementation report. I'll need someone to move that motion. Thank you, Trustee Carrier. I'll need a seconder. Trustee Beckler, I'll call for the negative vote. Hearing and seeing none, that motion is carried. And again, thank you to all of us who are not technologically gifted. All the work that it takes to get to this point is very much appreciated. We'll look forward to seeing meeting the new baby, I guess. All right, trustees, let's go now to 6.3, the graduation 2021 planning. Superintendent Scott Gay will lead us in that conversation.
Thanks so much, Chair Boyko. We just wanted to bring an update to the board regarding graduation. We hope it's the last virtual one that we will have to do in our time. As you know, we've made our response to graduation very much tied to the direction of the province and of the health authority. And so over the last little while, we've been doing on June 1st, 2nd, and 3rd, all of the speeches and transitions for our graduation were recorded by the Versa Films. And we also had this past week, June 7th to 11th, all graduates were recorded celebrating and photos were taken, and them walking across the stage were there. Unfortunately, we weren't able to have parents at that time, but I will tell you that having connected with the schools, it's been really special to watch the efforts that have come from each of the schools to try to make it as special as possible. And in some schools, definitely, you know, parents outside trying to, you know, celebrate their children going in and coming out. So there's been a lot of good feedback and a lot of trying to make it as special as possible. Very proud of the staff within that. Some of you may have had an opportunity to see CTV News did a feature on EDP and Catholic High School doing their virtual grad and giving a little bit of a behind the scenes and having an opportunity to celebrate those students. So we're proud of the efforts of all of our schools in that regard. And on June 8th, Bishop Mark celebrated a graduation mass that has been recorded with students participating from each high school. And then we will share that out to all of the students and their families just prior to the day before the graduation ceremony itself is brought forward. So we're really thankful to the bishop for being willing to do that with all of our students. And he felt very strongly about wanting to do that for the students, not just a mass. So this week, all of those videos are being edited by our school staff, and Versa Films is doing the things that they have recorded so that we can finally get to June 18th when both of those pieces come together and get recorded so that we can upload everything. And on June 24th at 11 o'clock, the videos will be shared with each of the schools. Now, one of the things that has happened, as you know, is on of June 20th, restrictions changed. And so there was some call from parents to, you know, could we possibly do graduation in a different way and knowing that you could have up to 150 people. By that point, most of our graduation gowns will be returned to the companies that we rent those from. We don't have the facility, and to do the number of ceremonies required would take a great number of hours to do a number of days, and it just wasn't feasible to do that. each of the schools in Greater Saskatoon Catholic Schools, knowing the restrictions has changed, has also created an opportunity for parents, if they would like to, and students, to be able to go and walk the stage and have someone call their name with up to 8 guests present, because we'll be within restrictions at that point, and we'll follow those carefully. And so, you know, it won't be a required activity of students, but it's certainly an opportunity that many of our parents have expressed a gratitude for, just an opportunity for them to dress up as best they can, wear their cap, and be present to hear their child's name called to walk across the stage. So just wanted to bring an update to the board, because that would be slightly different than what we had discussed the last time I had brought this item forward. But with the change of restrictions, we felt like we wanted to do everything we could to try to create a positive opportunity for the students in the school division. So based on that, that will all happen on June 24th, as I said, the same day as grad. And the thought was maybe people would celebrate that and then go home or go to other places and have their smaller functions together following the restrictions as well. So with that, I would just ask the board to receive the information as presented and provide any feedback that you might have regarding that.
Thank you, Superintendent Gay. Trustees, any comments or questions that you'd like to make? That's a very good report. Thank you for keeping us always in the loop as things change, sometimes on a daily basis, weekly for sure, but sometimes on a daily basis, Scott. And all of our appreciation for all of the work that you and your team did in all of the high schools to make this a very special occasion for all of our students and their families in the best way that we could. I think we all appreciate the flexibility that you have given parents and guardians and students with the possibility of having those 8 guests to see and seeing the students cross the stage. And we know how that kind of flexibility, we're not moving a few schools or a few students. There's you know, well over 1,000 students, I believe, that are graduating. And so that's a huge number to be able to accommodate in this way. So thank you for always ensuring that you kept the students first in mind and then the celebrations for all of the people who love them. So thank you very much for that, Superintendent Gay. All right, trustees, the recommendation.
And for the board, I will send forward the links to all of the graduations so that you have an opportunity to view them. My apologies, I didn't mention that before.
Yep, thank you. That was very much appreciated last year. So hopefully we've done it twice, and that's enough. This will be the end of virtual grads for a very long time. I knocked on wood. Recommendation that the Board of Education receive the information as presented and provide feedback on the graduation 2021 planning report. And so I'll require someone to move that motion. Trustee Zakreski Rebecca, I'll ask someone to second it. Trustee Beckler, or Berscheid, I'm sorry. I'll ask for the negative vote. Seeing and hearing none, that motion is carried. Thank you very much, Scott. All right, trustees, we go now to, we don't have any correspondence or reading files, the Director of Education report.
Yes, thank you very much. The report is before you. Don't need to spend a lot of time going through there, except the fact that we have been able to continue with the Learning Leader Initiative this year, albeit looking a little differently, and we're anxious for next year, but we can actually get back together and get into the Learning Leader work again. But again, thanks to our planning committee, who have met the challenges that this year has presented in a very good way, and we're still able to move our learning leader work forward in the division. Foundation annual general meeting was last week on June 9th. Again, a very good opportunity to review the work of the foundation, and just a great group of folks that are very committed to Catholic education and sharing their talents and interest in helping us support and raise funds for the work in this system is hugely inspiring and greatly appreciated. So special thanks to Chair Karwacki and the Administrator Stepchik for their work in organizing and keeping the foundation moving forward. Lots of good things on the go there, and we look forward to the work next year. Catholic Connections Network Saskatoon met on June 11th. We'll look forward to getting back together again in the fall, but it was a very good opportunity to meet as groups, and I think everyone appreciates this network and what it's able to provide. So appreciations there. Sad to report the passing of Father Ron Beechner, whose celebration of life we celebrated on June 1st. Everyone, I think, who you come into contact with in the division has a Father Ron story or 20, and he will be dearly missed after his 50-plus years working in connection with the system. So we pray for the repose of his soul and that he rests in eternal peace. Our annual powwow couldn't happen again, so we are amazed that our First Nations Métis and Inuit education team were able to put together a virtual powwow, if you can believe it. And so the halls of our office here were teeming with sound on Friday as the drum groups and various other locations, dancers and such, were able to be knit together through technology to present a wonderful celebration via online platform on Friday. So huge thanks to the group for such creativity and determination in bringing forward the powwow. And again, we just look really forward to being able to get together next year and do it properly. I will add maybe the STC walk for reconciliation took place this morning. If you'll recall, there was a walk happening starting at STC and moving around Circle Park, or Circle Drive, raising awareness and building commitment to renewing our TRC calls. And so we participated in that walk today, and thanks to many of our staff who were able to join them, including a number of our executives. So, with that, that would be my report. If there's any questions, I'm more than happy.
Thank you, Director Shatlin. Trustees, any board linkage activity that you'd like to report at this point? I would just add to some of Greg's report about just the good work that is happening in virtual land. I had the opportunity to be part of St. Michael's Fiddle Fest that they hosted, as well as the powwow. They did a beautiful job. St. Paul raised the Métis flag this past week, so they did a very good job on that as well. And that kind of spirit, I think, that is occurring within the division with the innovation of all of the staff that's happening still allows our children to be very well versed in the things that they should be and to participate in such a way that their learning is showcased and that we have that opportunity to do that kind of a celebration. Okay, I'm not seeing any other board linkage activity at this point. Let's go to the committee and partnership report. So the joint operation, Trustee Burscheid and Seuss.
We met here in the boardroom virtually with her parents and partners on May the 25th. It was a fairly short meeting, basically just to tie up a few loose ends. There's no changes to the staffing at HCI at this point. We got our schedule of meetings and recommendations to our boards for the final budget, and then just going over the transportation agreement and the signing of it.
Okay, thank you, Trustee Burscheid. Trustee Stoops, anything to add? Okay, our Together in Faith and Action, Trustee Biblow, anything to add at this point? Have you met since the last time we had a meeting?
I don't think we met since the last time we had a meeting.
Okay, thank you.
We'll be bringing a report forward, summary report at the next meeting on the 28th.
Okay, good to know. GSCS Foundation, Trustees Zakreski, Rebecca, and Elliot.
A little bit to report. As Greg stated, we had the AGM. They had the AGM on Thursday, and Lori Karwacki will be remaining as the chair for the foundation. The golf tournament, of course, is happening on August 17th, and it's a go. They're putting in the full 36 teams now, so that's positive because of the COVID changes. There's some pamphlets here that the foundation put out, and there's also a letter from the bishops as to how you can support Catholic education. So all of these were sent out to people in the diocese. So if you didn't receive one, I'm just going to leave a stack over there for you to take one, or I'll just pass them around. And that's all the good news from the foundation, unless I'm missing something, Benita. It's all good.
Excellent. Take 2 pamphlets, please. All right, the Mamaw-Pamatuan Partnership. So we haven't met since the last time as well. So as Greg mentioned, the STC walk was today, so we thank anyone who participated within the division, and we'll look forward to continuing to work with the Tribal Council and the partnership. Exciting times with St. Francis as we're working in partnership to get that built, so we're excited in that capacity. COMFE and GSCS Educational Alliance, nothing to report at this time since the last time we met as well. The Saskatchewan Catholic School Boards Association, I don't think we have anything to report there at this point. And then the Saskatchewan School Boards Association board chairs continue to meet every Thursday after the meeting that our response planning team has with Dr. Shahab on Tuesdays. Sometimes Dr. Shahab joins us on those Thursdays, and we have the updates that are happening on a very timely basis. And we appreciate all the good work that the SSBA is doing. Their executive director, Darren McKee, as well as our president, Sean Davidson, very much appreciate the work that they are doing. When we have a debrief, there's been numerous days and hours that have gone into being able to have the discussions they need to have to move things forward in the province in education, with education and health. So we appreciate that. All right. I think we're at the end of our meeting. We'll ask Trustee Biblow to lead us in our closing prayer.
In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. This is a prayer to the Sacred Heart of Jesus for June here. O Sacred Heart of Jesus, filled with immense love, broken by our ingratitude and pierced by our sins, yet loving us still, accept the consecration we make to you of all that we are and all that we have. May everyone we meet this day see you, Lord, feel your presence, and experience your love. May we serve you by serving others in your name, making all that we do a gift of love. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Trustee Biblow. Very fitting way to end our meeting. Thank you very much.